Good evening. I'd like to thank the Lord and the church for this opportunity to come and to bring the word tonight. And I do desire your prayers. Have a heavy heart. And as this message began to stir in my heart this week, talking to a close friend of mine that I don't believe has true salvation and that truly understands the Word of God as I do. And it began to thicken in my heart that there's a whole world that doesn't understand, that truly doesn't understand the Scripture as we have the privilege of understanding the Scripture as saved people. And I didn't either for a long time. And on January 3rd of 2021, the Lord saved my soul in an Allen County jail on a Monday night. That's where I found him. And it wasn't because of anything that I did, but it was because he drew me and he got me to that place where I could call out. And he spoke that sweet peace to my soul. And before that point, I would look at these scriptures and I had no idea what it was talking about. Had no understanding of what it meant. It was just foreign to me. It was almost like reading another language. But from that day, I began to get a little bit more and a little bit more understanding as I would read and ask the Lord to show me and ask the Lord to reveal his scriptures to me in a way that I could understand and know what he was talking about. And that comes to the point of my message this evening is understanding in a world of spiritual blindness. And we're going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 13. We're going to read verses 10 through 23 if you have your Bibles and would like to follow along tonight. And we live in a world that their hearts are so thick and they rely on the words of man and they rely on the things of which these so-called preachers or churches tell them is the truth rather than to really seek understanding and to seek discernment themselves through reading the Scripture and through the Holy Spirit. It says there in the 13th chapter, starting in the 10th verse, it says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore I speak unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, or thick, in other words, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and should hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." We have a great privilege to understand the Word of God as He reveals it to us. And it says there that many prophets and righteous men, there's many people in the world that seek the understanding of the Scriptures through seminary schools and the world and what the church teaches them and we miss the point of seeking true discernment and true understanding from the Holy Spirit. It says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. When we cultivate ourselves before the Lord and allow him to reveal by his Spirit the things which it is that he would have for us to understand, there's a true understanding. And there's good works that follow that, as he says there. And there's nothing like, for instance, being in a conversation and being the odd man out, or an inside joke, and you're standing on the outside and not understanding. I'm afraid that that's how our society is today. That we have the gift of salvation and we have the gift of the Holy Spirit that's indwelling within us that reveals the Scriptures and the truth to us, and that the world outside is oblivious. The disciples here, they wanted to understand the parables. They wanted to understand the deeper root of what Jesus was saying. So they sought it out just as we should with the Scriptures, and through asking of God to reveal to us his truths. And when the Lord saves us, we have that right from wrong placed within us. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, then you can't understand. There's no way. You can't understand. If you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It broke my heart this week talking to a few friends of mine that go to a different church that's not like ours. And the things which they said to me were about works and about things that they had to do to earn their salvation. And it broke my heart because I can't understand the way that they see it now. Because of the Lord and the way that he's revealed the Scriptures to me and what I understand through my own reading and praying and asking for discernment. But they don't know any better. And so it's our job as God's people to try to bring the message of the gospel to them. But it's not easy. It's difficult. Because when you begin to talk to someone about something that they have no idea about, it becomes almost argumentative from one side. And it's important that we continue in love to try to reveal the Scriptures and the truth that's been given to us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting in verse 6, says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," talking about the mature in the church, "yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We shouldn't be satisfied with the rudiments of the gospel. We shouldn't be satisfied with a mere milk, as it talks about there. And we shouldn't be satisfied with just the surface. We need to search diligently ourselves to find our own understanding through the Holy Spirit and His discernment. And as these things are revealed to us, our landscape begins to get broader and broader, and we see more things, and we come to the knowledge of God and His works more abundantly. And it becomes sweeter, our salvation. It becomes sweeter, our love for others and our desire for others to be saved, it grows. But it takes obedience and it takes work on our part to, after we're saved, to seek after God and the wisdom that He has for us. He wants us to grow closer. He wants us to put forth the effort to understand His Scriptures, His Word. He teaches us many lessons through His chastening and through the law that's written on the table of our hearts, but we need not stop there. But search out those things which are deep, those things that aren't just surface level. See, the world has this idea that they know what they're reading. And many people that are maybe scholarly or maybe smarter than I might read this book and twist it and turn it into things that they believe, which I don't believe are truth. See, I may not be scholarly. I may not have went to a seminary school, or I may not have finished college or done all these things that are approved by the world, but I have spiritual discernment within my heart from the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't have it without Him. I can't boast of anything that I've done, but only what God has revealed to me through His Spirit. There's much more beneath the surface. We have the mind of Christ, as He says there, and I believe that the Lord wants us to understand. And when we have that understanding, we can better reveal it to others. Though the Spirit is the one that has to reveal it wholly to them, but we, doing our part, can lead them to the foot of the cross. If you'll turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. beginning in verse 9. It says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Church, we need to pray this for our sister churches. We need to pray this for our brethren. Because even within our church, we don't seek to understand the way that we should. I'm guilty of this as well. But the more I seek within God's Word and the more I understand, the sweeter it gets. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. See, these things that the Lord adds unto us with His with this understanding and this wisdom aren't necessarily for these gigantic works, but He says to be patient. And through that understanding and through His wisdom, we can be patient in our race to please the Father. And being strengthened with this, it says in the 12th verse, it says, "Giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." We need to be thanksgiving, joyful. We have a privilege that most of the world does not have. We have discernment through the Spirit. And I pray tonight that if you don't get anything else out of this message, that you will seek understanding for yourself, because what I stand up before you tonight and say has no meaning unless you truly understand the Word of God yourself. It has no meaning if you don't know the Lord at all. In the 14th verse, it says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." He is the Creator. "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him." The church. "And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." The resurrection. "And He is the head of the body, the church, who is in the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence," or be first. "For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven, He wants to reconcile us to Himself. And He wants us to have the understanding. But as we go back to Matthew there, he gives it to us through this word, and He expects for us to seek it ourselves. He wants to reveal it to us. But we have to seek after it. We have to be consistent in our devotion to Him and have a desire for a deeper understanding and knowledge and strength, to be patient in bearing our own cross. See, the Lord qualifies us. We don't qualify ourselves. And he's qualifying us for such a gift. Through his work, we are to be thankful. God is the first in creation, in the church, resurrection, and reconciliation. All of these things. And we as God's people need to allow him to be first for us. Allow him to go before us, as he already has, to the cross. And when we allow God to reveal the things that we have understanding of, if we stick to the truth, to God's word, and his revealing power, all things will be added unto us as he desired. I just pray tonight that his will would be done in each of our lives and that we would have a better understanding through him. Because we can't understand on our own. As we've seen in the world, there's many men, many people that have tried to understand on their own. And unless they have heartfelt salvation, unless they have those tables written upon their heart and a time and a place where they've been saved by the grace of God, then they have no understanding of what is really being brought before them here in God's word, in the world. And they're doomed to a place called hell. And their only hope is Jesus. And it just breaks my heart as I try to bring an understanding to ones in the world. There's nothing that I can bring to them that is going to replace that time and place, that salvation experience with the Lord. I can't do it for them. I can't make them understand. But I can lead them to one who can. Amen. I hope and pray you were able to get something out of that this evening. I'm thankful for the opportunity once again. Thank you.